Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 7th of April 2024. The Bible reading today is Psalm 107, verses 1 to 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story, those he redeemed from the hand of the foe, those he gathered from the lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. They were hungry and thirsty, and their lives ebbed away. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way to a city where they could settle. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Today's article, titled Five Good Things, was written by Sheridan Voisey. According to research, people who are intentionally grateful for what they have report better sleep, fewer symptoms of illness, and more happiness. Those are impressive benefits. Psychologists even suggest keeping a thankfulness diary to improve our well-being, writing down five things we're grateful for each week. Scripture has long promoted the practice of gratitude. Everything God created is good, and the Bible has called us to recognize God's gifts and to thank him for them. Psalm 107 lists five things Israel could be especially grateful for: their rescue from the desert, their release from captivity, healing from disease, safety at sea, and their flourishing in a barren land. Give thanks to the Lord, the psalm repeats, for these are all signs of God's unfailing love. Do you have a notepad handy? Why not write down five good things you're grateful for now? It might be the meal you just enjoyed, special people in your life, or like Israel, God's rescues and provision in your life to date. Give thanks for the birds singing outside, the smells from your kitchen, the comfort of your chair, the murmurs of loved ones. Each is a gift and a sign of God's unfailing love. Let's pray. Father God, I am grateful for every good thing you've brought into my life. And most of all, I'm grateful for you. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Mike, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.